USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tornadoes reported and warnings continue in parts of central and northeastern Mississippi. More details are coming out of the 2020 census. The report details there were not enough rooms in many U.S. homes for an effective quarantine for preventing the spread of COVID-19. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Alex Rhodes of the Census Bureau reports there were three limits for isolation.
First is bedrooms and bathrooms. So a substantial number of multi-person homes had a number of bedrooms and bathrooms that can make isolating difficult. The second was amenities. We found a large number of households didn't have a washer and dryer or didn't have a complete kitchen, which may lead to some households members increasing exposure should they need to go out to wash their clothes or get food. And the third was rooms for working from home.
Many households had children in distance learning.
We've had about 84% or 43 million adults with children in their household have seen children's classes moving to distance learning.
USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.